Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. SiriusXM Channel 159. Thanks to Ian Cameron, Babano, joining us. Babano was just talking about opening up the upper bowl of BC Place. You know, I was all fired up to go to this football game. I was really looking forward to it. I had a big summer of, oh, I'm going to go there. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But I've had the wind has been taken out of my sails for the most part about a lot of stuff that I was going to do. But at the same point in time, I'm not going to do nothing. But I will be at this game. I'm going to go on Saturday night to the BC Lions. BC Lions and the Edmonton Elks. Listen, the BC Lions were 3-point favorites in this game. It's up to 3.5. I'm telling you right now, everyone's talking about how Edmonton aren't great and stuff like this. Oh, Edmonton are really bad. You notice McInnes last night was saying the same thing. You must be careful. Be careful because, you know, the fact is the Lions aren't great either. All right. So like the BC Lions are great either. Like people are overemphasizing how bad Edmonton are. I'm telling you what's going to happen. This game, it'll come down to the wire and stuff. I've been to a lot of Lions games. It's the same thing all the time with these guys. All right. They're always winning. It's always really close at home. And then they always find a way to lose. Like, it's just one of those deals. So now it's up to 3.5. I think it's going to be good money line material and stuff. But BC, I'm telling you, they do have a spark going. There's some enthusiasm about the team. And I will tell you, like, Vancouver's not a very good sports town. There are sports fans, but it's not like a diehard. It's more of an outdoor, like, people play sports type thing and go and, like, you know, go to bars and watch sports. But with that being stated, there's a new owner with the BC Lions, and they've done a much better job of marketing the team. Like, you know, in past years, you wouldn't even know there was a game the day of the game. Like, now they actually have, like, billboards everywhere and buy tickets and this and that and come to, they got bands and concerts, and they actually sold out all their luxury suites, which blew my mind. I'm like, you kidding me? Like, really? Like, so, yeah, they sold out luxury suites, the stadium, like, they're opening up the upper deck and stuff of a 50,000-seat stadium. So it's going to be an enthusiast. It'll be a fun night on Saturday night. I figure since it's outside my damn window, I might as well go. That's where Motley Crue are playing. So the thing is, I'll be able to hear Motley Crue. We'll be on live when Motley Crue is on that night, Matthias, too. I'm thinking, you know what? I think that night I'm going to set up out there. It'll be funny. It'll be good. I'm going to do the show on the balcony. I'll do the show outdoors. And in the background, we're going to have Poison and Motley Crue. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pips, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. Ready to step up and in. We're not done yet. Trent Rush is going to kick it with us. We'll talk some Angels baseball and pick up the pieces following the firing of Joe Maddon yesterday. The Boston Celtics fired away tonight, and they get it done. They get it done. I'll tell you what. Yeah, you know, you look at the box scores, a 16-point game, but tonight was actually a good game. tonight, you know, the first two games, you know, it's been, I've said it to people about, it's kind of a strange, it hasn't been a flow to the series. I think that's the best way to put it. It hasn't been a real flow to these games. It's kind of been choppy, and then a team goes on a big run, and they win the game. Tonight, there was a little bit of a rhythm. There was a little bit of a flow. That third quarter was good basketball. Then Golden State take the lead, and Boston get it back. Boston Garden's rocking. The place is going crazy. So it's a 16-point and it ended up being 16 points, but it actually was a good game. Yet, we said it earlier, if you're just joining us right now, we were on Boston tonight. We have Golden State to win the series. I can't lie to you and tell you I'm not a little bit concerned about Golden State winning the series, but I think they'll be much more desperate. There'll be a much bigger sense of urgency. And that's all this really stuff is coming down to. It sounds crazy because you figure that, like, if you look at the NHL playoffs, you can never say after, well, they didn't win because they didn't try hard enough. The effort wasn't there tonight. Right? And you can actually say that in the NBA. And it's the NBA Finals, man. Like, you know, only one team can win a game. Right? Only one team can win a game. I don't understand. Like, you know, Scoop Jackson, like, that's why he's an OG. He was right the other night. He's like, these aren't great teams. Right? Like, they're not great teams. Like, great teams don't roll over, man, and lose like this as much as these teams do in these playoffs, in this era. Right? Like, it's one thing to, like, all right, we lost the game. We played as hard as we can, man, but we fell short. But can a Golden State Warrior say that tonight? No. No.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Like, they can't go back to the hotel and say, we played as hard as we can. No, you played as hard as you could in the second half for a little while and for about 8 minutes there when you went on a run. Where was the effort to start? Right? Like, it's the finals. How do you not just have maximum effort and then whatever after you say, well, we left it all out there, man. Right? Like, it's amazing to me, the lack of urgency. And same thing with Boston the other night. They didn't have it, and I don't think they'll have it on Friday. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. And Anthony in our chat in California is asking, how much is it to get in to a CFL game? It depends on the city. Depends on the city and the market. But these tickets, I'm seeing here right now. Let me check here because I'm seeing different prices. I'm seeing $79. For the BC Lions home opener, $79. Now on this other secondary market, I'm sort of seeing like upper deck, $29. You know, some CFL, like some of the other bigger like teams can get like $200-$300 for good seats, but it's not like it's not as expensive. They don't want it to be as expensive as like an NFL game, right? All right, we'll get to the phone lines here. It's Rigatoni Al's calling again. All right, hopefully it's not about Tyler Skaggs. Last night, goes in, hey, what about fentanyl? And I said, I'm not concerned with this guy's lawsuit and the family. I'm just too bad he passed and stuff. But for the record, the Angels lost 1-0 again. Didn't they lose 1-0 last night? Is that 14 in a row? I told you it wasn't Madden's fault. Trent Rush is going to join us in a couple of minutes. And one last thing before we get out of here. Matias, let me ask you. I saw your Twitter today. Did you jump out of a plane today? Or is that like an old picture or something like that? Did you jump out of a plane today wearing an Atlanta Falcon jersey?
No, not today, Gabe. That was a few years ago.
But you did jump out of a plane while wearing an Atlanta Falcon jersey. That's like risking your life. That's pretty, like, the combination of the two. I don't know if that's smart.
Gabe, that was the only thing I was wearing while jumping out of an airplane, man. I was going to fly like a falcon.
Oh, so you flew like a falcon.
Flew like
that's
a falcon, baby. Let's go.
It's pretty hardcore. We're talking about tattoos. All right, just for the record here, too, for Anthony, I'm looking on StubHub here right now, so this is a good gauge. Yeah, so this is pretty accurate here. So a good ticket, like midfield for the Edmonton Elks, BC Lions, Saturday night, ESPN2 from Vancouver, $135. Coach's sideline. It's a pretty good seat, actually. Coach's sideline. And, like, end zone's, like, $50 and stuff. And, yeah, it goes up to, like, it's, like, $225, $250, like I said, for, like, the elite seat. You know what I mean? The high roller suite. Very entertaining football, though, the CFL. Like I said, if you like football, like, it's better than the USFL. If you're watching the USFL, like, the quality of play is good in the CFL. And they, as Babano said, too, they changed a lot of the, they tweaked a lot of little rules just to try to get more scoring going in the modern era. We'll give you our picks. We'll give you a pick for the game. But we'll be on tomorrow at 6 o'clock Eastern, but we'll be all over the CFL season. And I think Rigatoni Al steps up and in with some golf picks, I believe. What's going on, Rigatoni Al? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm packing up for the college tomorrow, so I've got a little last-minute things I'm doing, but, you know.
All right, so good. All right, next time, for the record, Rigatoni Al, we love you, buddy.
I'll talk to you.
Yeah, next time, just say I'm doing well, thanks. Yeah, we don't need to hear about you packing and, you know, and all this stuff, but that's good. we appreciate it. Yeah, what are your golf picks here, Al?
All right. Okay. So I got Cam Smith to win outright plus 1200.
I like that pick. Yeah. I like that pick. All right.
I have Lowry top six. There's top six plus 300.
Yeah, he screwed me a couple of tournaments ago, and I'm a bitter and petty man, so I'm not taking him. But go on.
He says it's one of his favorite. It's one of his favorite events in city. So I'm just gonna go off that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I could see that. All right. Who else you got?
Brendan Todd finished top 10, plus 550.
All right.
Got to go with the Canuck, obviously. It's the Canadian Open, so I got Mackenzie Hughes to finish top 20 at plus 240.
Oh, yeah, I like that. It's a good bet.
I got your boy Kirk there, top 20 also, plus 180.
Well, you figure he's not Canadian, but maybe Captain Kirk is, so maybe there's a connection there, all right. Everybody likes Kirk every week, but he never wins. So, but and let me just say, whenever I say that someone never wins, they always win right after. So maybe Kirk's going to win now that I just said that. It's happened to me like three times.
And I got two more for you. I got Fratelli top 40 at plus 120.
Yeah.
And my big dart throw, Ben Crane, to win 100-1.
Ooh, all right. You know what? I like all your picks. I'm not down with the Ben Crane one at the end. Well, good luck with it. But, like, I like the picks, Rigatoni Al. I think you're onto something. And every listen, a Canadian hasn't won since, was it, 1954? The Canadian Open.
Yeah.
Mike Weir. Pat Fletcher won. But I'm saying there's people that have come close but lost in a playoff. I think Weir lost in a playoff to Vijay Singh once. But I am just going to say, everybody is loving Mackenzie Hughes. For whatever, that's the Canadian that everybody thinks, oh, yeah, Mackenzie Hughes is the one. I don't, you know, yeah. Corey Connors is better than he is, right? And nothing against Hughes, but, like, and it's funny because no one likes Corey Connors coming into this week at all at 20-1, but I'm not going to leave Corey on the board here. Like, don't be surprised if Corey Connors is in the mix on Sunday.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, Al. Have fun. Safe trip. Happy packing.
We'll
do. Al's plans. All right. Stay out of trouble, Al. Thank you. Good to hear from you. There's Rigatoni. Nice guy, Rigatoni. I said, how you doing? Well, I'm just packing up, going to the cottage. He lives a relaxed lifestyle. Good for Al. Good for Al. Good to hear from Rigatoni, Al. So, yeah, we got the Canadian Open for you, you golf bettors. You know, one thing we didn't get to. We always saw, oh, we're going to get to this, we're going to get to that. It's like we're backed up. I'm going to get to CFL. We never even blasted off all those win totals from last night, actually, the college football win totals. And we do have Trent Rush coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll talk about the Halos. The Halos lost again. And, you know, I said it last night. When we talked about Madden being let go. And whatever. So now Mike Trout gets hurt. So now whatever. Is it going to be Nevin's fault when they don't win now? Like, dude, it wasn't Joe Madden's fault. All right? I understand that they're like, oh, we've got to do something. But for me personally, we talked about it. There's still only a couple of games out of a playoff spot. Right? Like, eventually things will turn around. You're just in this weird funk and... Like, you know what I mean? Like, is Phil Nevin really going to be any different? Like, what's all? Oh, now we have this old guy here. Like, what, you know? I don't know what the players feel. I'm not in the clubhouse with them. We'll get Trent Rush's take on this. But like I said, I don't think Madden was the problem. But at the same point in time, a lot of teams would fire the manager if they lost 12, 13, 14 in a row. Yeah, I mean, it's not like, oh, this is like, oh, that's, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. Not to mention he's in the last year of his contract. And he wasn't hired. There's a new GM there. So, you know what I mean? We can sort of, you know, if you've been around long enough, you sort of figure, all right, listen. They were thinking, the GM's thinking, I'm not re-signing this guy. He'd have to win the World Series or something, and I don't want to re-sign him. He's not my guy. I don't, you know what I mean? I have nothing personal, but I'm going to go in a different direction. So why not just do it now? I get that, but as you see, they lost again. You know what? If a team's not hitting, they're not hitting. Like, if you look at this, like Mike Trout was 0 for 26, man. Right? Like, so if you're a manager and you're part of a 12-game losing streak, and Mike Trout's on your team, and he goes 0 for 26, and then they fire you. Like, you know what I mean? You can almost put it like that. You know what I mean? Well, what happened? Why'd you get fired? Well, Mike Trout went 0 for 26, and I got fired. You know, obviously there's more to it than...
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
That, but I don't know. What's the best way of putting this in a professional way? The Angels are screwed. Trent Rush joins us next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, breaking it down on SiriusXM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Let's bring in a man who I wasn't sure if he was going to ever join us again because basically the Angels were rolling. We knew the schedule was going to get tougher, but then they haven't won another game since. The manager's been fired, and everybody is now hurt. Trent Rush steps up and in. Fortunately, Trent is not on the... Trent's not on the injured reserve yet. Trent Rush, Sport, steps up and in. Voice of UC Irvine and, of course, the Angels radio network. Trent, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing, Trent?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me. It's been interesting times here at the Big A, to say the least.
I got to tell you, man, what a difference 2 weeks makes since the last time we spoke. So I threw it out there last night, when the news broke, that I don't think that it's Madden's fault that the wheels have fallen off over the last couple of weeks. But at the same point in time, I understand management's frustration, and I also understand that no team that's ever lost more than 11 games in a row has made the playoffs. So before the Dodgers did it in 2017, where are you at with all this right now? Or were you shocked? Are you still shocked? Like, what's your take on everything that went? What's happened in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, I think that shocked is probably too strong. I was definitely a little surprised. Look, you hit the nail on the head there. I don't think that this is Joe Madden's fault. You know, I think that you can make a very clear case that he didn't deserve to be fired. However, the results were such at the time the Angels had lost 12 in a row, I don't know that management had much choice. This is something that, you know, somebody has to wear it. And at the end of the day, it's the players not getting the job done. And you can't go fire your whole roster. So somebody ends up having to be who takes the brunt of it. And that ends up being Joe Madden in this case. I think one of the things that Joe Madden did so well was his ability to create a good atmosphere in the clubhouse, to play a philosophy of baseball that the players liked, the fans liked. It was a winning brand of baseball. You could argue that there were some decisions in-game that were questionable. I think that would be fair to debate. At the same time, this is not like, okay, a change of manager instantly is going to go make the Angels better or that Joe Madden was the problem. The issue is you're just not getting the results. The Angels have not won enough lately, and they went from being a bona fide contender to all of a sudden trying to scratch and claw, somehow trying to get a win to just get back into the 500 mix. So it's been a dramatic shift in the last 2 weeks, unlike anything that I have seen in this game before, and it really came out of nowhere, which is incredibly surprising. But as far as Joe Madden's concerned, he's very well respected. He's quite frankly beloved by the team, by the ownership, by the front office. But something had to happen, and it ends up being Joe Madden out.
What did you make of the reports that, you know, there was long simmering frustrations and there was a story Buster Olney talked about and wrote about then potentially moving Trout, to right field or left field to save on some of the wear and tear, but Madden told people in the media about it and not upset them. And as you talked about, you know, the all that he walked in a run earlier in the year was brought up again. And I'm sort of thinking it's like, my line I used last night, it's like hiring Metallica to play your wedding and then being surprised that they're loud, right? You hired a manager that is going to do some things his way. But, you know, and how much do you think as well, like when Girardi, because as soon as Girardi got fired, they, you know, the rest of America and the media just turned their attention to Madden. Is Madden next? And it seemed to snowball from there.
Well, and you can't help but think that you go into that series against the Phillies, and the time the Angels had lost 8 in a row, go to that series with the Phillies, and they go and fire Girardi. Meanwhile, the Angels get swept by a team that just got rid of their manager and is in worse shape than a team that just got rid of their guy. So you can't help but think that maybe that could have played a role here. It wasn't just that the Angels were losing. It was how they were losing. They had an excruciating loss in Philadelphia on Sunday, a game they led 6-2 with two outs, two strikes in the eighth inning. You have to win that game. You end up losing it. You give the grand slam to Bryce Harper. You go and get shut out 1-0 on Monday when you return home against Boston. And it just ends up being one thing after another. The Angels have been one of those teams, unfortunately, that has found ways to lose. They've lost in every which way. And again, there are times where, you know, it almost didn't matter what button Joe Madden was going to push. It was going to be the wrong one because the entire bullpen has struggled. The offense wasn't hitting. You had Mike Trout in a career-long 0-for-26 slump. So it was all of these things together going up against the hardest part of the schedule of the entire season for the Angels, running into a hot Toronto team, going into the Bronx where the Yankees have been the best team in baseball. The Phillies rejuvenated now with the new manager. Come back home, the Red Sox are playing as well as they've played all year long. After this, it's the Mets who have been so good. Then the Dodgers. It's like there's no let-up in this schedule for the Angels, and you have players that are struggling. You're a little bit banged up, but you have to try to create some kind of spark to try to get this thing from the wheels completely falling off here, and it's tough to do that against tough teams, and the Angels are hoping that a change in manager can at least be something that can be the wake-up call to try to get this club going.
Trent Rush with us. I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159, I'm here 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000 watt juggernaut. And I know that Madden has a good sense of humor, so I can imagine him sitting at a bar with his friends, and they ask him, "So what happened?" And he can basically say, "Well, Mike Trout went 0-for-26. That's what happened." Because it is amazing, isn't it? And we didn't even get in. You and I talked about, wow, what a what a bonus the strong play of Taylor Ward was. He gets hurt as well. Syndergaard has a couple of rough starts. And you know, as we said, you know, two things can be right. I always talk about this in sports and in life, Trent. But you know, I'm just thinking as well, like, was it Madden's fault that suddenly the starting pitching had an ERA of over six during the losing streak, right? There was just everything went wrong. And, you know, when I saw his comments to the Athletic after, when he basically said, I didn't lose the room, the dugout, I didn't lose the dugout. You know, I never had any bad conversations with management. We were just losing games right now. So I understand his frustration. But on the other side of all this, Trent, too, and I know I see you on Twitter, and I know a lot of Angel fans, and the gifts are coming in, and all this other stuff. It's like, bro, they're a couple of games away from being in a wild card spot again right now. Like, this season is far from done right now. So maybe that's one of the reasons why the Angels brass just thought, you know what, we're not out of this, but we do think a change needs to be made.
Yeah, I think you're onto something. It's still 104 games left. I mean, there's plenty of time to get after it and make a run, make a push to get into the postseason. There's a lot of runway to go. It's not like in 1995 when the Angels had that epic collapse and ends up, you know, giving away a 20-game lead and Seattle overtakes them to move on. Like, that's not what's going on here. And you're exactly right about the fact that, you know, ownership really liked or really likes Joe Madden. The front office really likes Joe Madden. There weren't bad conversations. It's not like these guys weren't on the same page.
And you're around the team, so it's not like you've heard buzzing over months, oh, you know, Madden this, Madden that, right?
No, and I mean, he was in the last year of his contract, and he was not extended in the offseason, but he also dealt with a COVID season and a year where Mike Trout played 36 games the year before. So
he's sort of new coming in, Trent, right? I got to make the playoffs or else, but I'm just thinking, all right, give me the chance to actually do it.
That's what I think was happening, and everything was looking that way. It was an incredibly hard thing to do. I mean, that's the thing about this. This is not like this was some easy decision that there was some infighting here, and you just got to go get rid of this guy. That is the furthest thing from reality. It simply boils down to results, wins and losses. The Angels lost a lot of straight games. At the time of his dismissal, they dropped 12 in a row. That's not okay. The expectation's too high. You have prime Trout. You have prime Ohtani on a team-friendly deal. You have everything set up. Syndergaard's on a team-friendly deal. Lorenzen, same thing. You have all of these players. The roster is constructed as such for this to be the year. And for the first 6 weeks of the season, everything looked like it was going that direction. And then within 2 weeks, it has all changed. And that's why something had to be done.
Trent, we just got a couple of more minutes left with you, and we'll get you out of here. We appreciate your time, as always. Trent Rush Sports on Twitter, Angels Radio Network joining us. So I know Rendon is fielding some baseballs right now. I mean, clearly you can't win. I don't care who the manager is if you don't have players. So what is the health situation? Rendon, Ward, and Trout right now. What's Phil Nevin going to have at his disposal over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, Trout's dealing with a groin. It doesn't sound like it's too severe. But it's still something you got to monitor nonetheless. And we know how those injuries can linger. You got to keep an eye on that. There's optimism that Rendon and Ward are going to be back soon. But those are the three best hitters, you know, not including Shohei Ohtani, in your lineup right there. That's a massive loss. And when, you know, Shohei Ohtani has no protection in the lineup, well, how effective is he really going to be able to be hitting? And even he has struggled a little bit right now as it is. You know what's interesting? So Rendon has not put up massive numbers with the Angels. There's no denying that. I do think his presence is significant, and the Angels are something like 2-15 or 2-16. I'm not totally sure, but something they have two wins in games where Rendon has not played. So even when he may not be hitting, you know, 320 with 50 doubles and being that guy that the Angels thought that they were getting when they were signing him, he might eventually be that. But even if he's just going to be a league average player, for whatever reason, the presence he seems to have, the Angels win a lot more than they lose when he's in the lineup, and they lose a lot more than they win when he's not in it. So there's something to be said for that, and the Angels are dealing with that right now.
Trent Rush with us. So, Trent, it's always a pleasure. I tell you what, it's not all, it's not a big party at Chavez Ravine right now either. That's kind of flying under the radar, but that's another story. Not just quite as bad as what's going on, but man, it's a long season, a lot of baseball left, and I look forward to talking baseball with you again in the future. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, Trent. Always a pleasure, my man.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. It's the Wicked Wednesday. So the Boston Celtics get it done this evening. But something, you know, happened in the game tonight I wanted to get to that we haven't gotten to this evening was the flagrant foul that was called on Al Horford. There was a flagrant foul on Al Horford. It was like a 7-point swing. It was a massive swing. So Curry hit a three, and it was one of those, you know, Horford went up to defend it, and Curry sort of landed on him a bit, and they called a flagrant. And since it was on a three, he ended up getting two free throws out of it. Then they hit another basket after. They got 7 points out of it. And really, that was the turning point of the game at the time when Golden State came back and took the lead after. And it was almost like, wow, another third quarter meltdown by Boston. You couldn't, you know, it was almost unbelievable that it was happening. But, you know, there's been a lot of talk recently. There's always the talk about the old school versus the new school, but it's been going on a lot with J.J. Redick and McCollum and Stephen A. And it's been a big topic of conversation with a lot of the new players, and now even Draymond's talking. A lot of, you know, newer guys are getting tired of hearing about the old guys, and the old guys are tired of the new guys not giving the old guys enough respect, and it's just never ending. But one thing is about the old and the new is it's ridiculous now. Like, you know, a flagrant foul, it's sort of like in football right now with the, you know, the hit to the head, especially in college where they're kicking people out and stuff, just even if it was sort of like, you know, it happened, bang, bang. Like, flagrant should mean, like, you did it deliberately. You know what I mean? Where it's like, yeah, flagrant, like, yeah, listen, you crossed the line. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we're not kicking you up. You crossed the line here. That was a dirty play that you just did. You need to be punished, you know, with the foul or the penalty box or whatever, penalty, et cetera, right? What Al Horford did was not malicious at all. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't even like, oh, well, he didn't mean to do it, but he did it. Like, what exactly is it that Al Horford did? Like, I totally get it. Like, you know what I mean? I get that it is dangerous to undercut somebody that's in the air. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I understand the theory of this. But at the same point in time, right, it's sort of like what Richard Jefferson said the other day, that it's part of being a professional athlete. You're going to have to deal with the risk of injury a little bit, right? Like, you know, I hate to say it, but like when Carson Wentz was cleared to play a couple of years ago for the Eagles, he didn't play. He had a concussion, but he was cleared to play after. He didn't play. And he said, well, out of safety and stuff. And I get it, but at the same point in time, it's like, that's why they're paying you $30 million a year, bro. Right? Like, if it wasn't dangerous, then anyone would do it, like, or could do it, right? Like, that's the sort of, you know what I mean? Like, it's part of the job. So, and I'm not calling Curry out, but, so Curry takes the three. And Curry sees Horford coming, so Curry did the old, I'm going to shoot the ball, then kick my leg out into him, and they're going to call him on it. And it's exactly what happened, right? It's exactly. So it's one thing to call the foul, fine. Whatever, there was contact, it is what it is, but it wasn't flagrant. Like, it wasn't like, oh, that was malicious, and they called the flagrant. And I tweeted out at the time, I said, you know, this is why, though, old school players and fans like roll their eyes and go, oh my God, like that's a flagrant. And the players can say, the player can say, well, listen, we don't make the rules and this and that, we just play the way it is. But no, you've created this aura and this environment, right? Like, you've created, like, they've created this league where it's like, oh, watch out, it's dangerous if you're too close to me when I'm taking a shot. So I totally understand player safety, but at the same point in time, you know, when we hear about how great all these players are now, and, oh, they're great shooters and they're better than these old guys and this and that, it's like, well, yeah, it's easier to shoot if, like, if no one's allowed to get close to you, because you're going to get a flagrant foul if they accidentally make contact with you after, even if there's not a risk of injury. Like, you know, we're in the NBA Finals, right? Like, we see it in the, you know, in the NHL as well sometimes, in the playoffs right now. Like, these athletes, these players, this is their life ambition. You know, they've gone this far. They've gotten this far. And you know, like, let them play. You know what I mean? Let them then realize the, you know, realize that, hey, listen, this is the NBA Finals here. I'm not going to call a flagrant because he went up and there was contact. We already called the foul. That's enough. But it's always, everything's always got to be, like, everything is just over, you know, everyone just overreacts to everything all the time. And then they brought in the, you know, the former ref that never disagrees with anybody. Oh, these refs on TV, it's like a waste of time. They never say, oh, they got the call wrong. Well, it's a tough decision, but I agree with it. And then they're all talking about flagrant. It's like, really? Flagrant. No, flagrant is like tripping someone. Flagrant is like clotheslining someone. Flagrant is punching someone, elbowing someone in the face, throwing a basketball at their head. You know, we can show you a YouTube clip of like what flagrant foul actually means. You know, and the other thing is too, like, use the judgment, right? And just say, like, if you're the ref, if you're Foster, like, no, I'm not even going to review anything because whatever. That's Al Horford. He's been in the league forever. And he doesn't have a bad reputation. It's not like Horford has a reputation to be a dirty player. Al Horford didn't try to hurt Steph Curry. And you can say, well, it was just one play. Man, that was a big-time swing, man, what happened there. Like, dude, like, they, you know, whatever the score was, it was like 80-80 or whatever. Next thing you knew, it was like 82-80. Next thing you know, Curry hits a three, and it's, you know, Golden State are leading. It was like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, that really, really could have been big. Boston did a good job of not panicking at that point in time, and then they went on a run. We got to give credit to Marcus Smart, too. You know, Marcus Smart really, really stepped up tonight. They all did. Like, Jaylen Brown was aggressive. You know, we're going to give credit to Jaylen Brown for too early, if you notice, if you remember. Draymond Green was talking to him, sort of tried to bump into him and get his attention and stuff. And Jaylen just ignored it. He literally ignored it. You know what it was? You know what had happened was Jaylen went in, tried to lay it in, or going for a dunk, and he ended up on the ground. It's like a block shot for Draymond. Draymond said something to him, looked down. It could have been a TD, but like I said, let him play. I don't have a problem with that. So, you know, he looked down, he said something to him, and then when Jaylen got up, Draymond tried to get in his face and stuff and start like stuff like he did the other night, and Boston's teammates, Brown's, you know, teammates and him, they sort of pulled him away, and he just sort of, you know, walked away. And I swear, man, next play, he hit the, you know what I mean? He laid it in. And I thought, yeah, see, they've tuned out Draymond. Draymond was a non-factor tonight. But one thing with Draymond is, you know, he's going to bounce back in that sense. You know, because, you know, it's not like he's going to give you points or anything, really, right? But he's been a disappointment, in my opinion, in the three games overall, for the overall body of work with Draymond. But he is good after, like, you know, I mean, this is a bad night for him. I look for him to bounce back. And like I said earlier, from a positive standpoint, if you are the Golden State Warriors, the fact that Klay came alive, you know, we talked about it last night with Larry Beal. You know, will Klay come alive? He's got to keep shooting, but he did. And if you notice, he went into the paint a little bit, and he hit some short jumpers and stuff, and then it started to flow for him. So I think Klay will be on Friday. Like I said, I'm taking Golden State on Friday. I hope the point spread just continues to climb, though. I hope the spread continues to climb. So I brought this up last night because I was like, wow, we got college football win totals. And I said, oh, we're going to blast through all the ones we have. We don't have every team. We have the Power 5 so far here. But let's do it right now. We're not going to give you picks, but just sort of so you can say, oh, I wonder what this team is. I wonder what that team is. All right, so Boston College, 6.5. Unless there's like a massive number, like one side or the other, But, you know, like Boston College, overs minus 105, unders minus 125. So there's nothing major there. Unless there's a big discrepancy, I'll just sort of give you the number. So, yeah, Boston College is 6.5. Cal is 5.5. Clemson are 10.5 at minus 130. Colorado Buffaloes are 3.5. Duke Blue Devils are 3.5, but they're plus 150 to the over. The Alabama Crimson Tide, 10.5, but minus 210 to the over. Arizona, minus 150, over 2.5. So Arizona to win 3 football games. Can they get to 3? But it's minus 150 to go over 2.5. Arizona State ASU, 6.5, minus 120. Arkansas, over under 7.5, but it's plus money if you like the over, under minus money if you like the under. Over 7.5 is plus 135. Under 7.5 is minus 165 for the Hogs. Auburn is 5.5 at minus money or 6.5 at plus money. Florida Gators are 6.5 at minus money, minus 160 over Florida Gators. Florida State, over under 6.5, minus 140. Georgia Bulldogs, 10.5, over under 10.5. So in other words, they could lose one game. They could lose one regular season game, right? There's 12 games. So they have to go 11-1 or better to win the bet. Minus 260. Georgia, minus 260 to the over. Georgia Tech, over under 3.5 is their win total. Illinois. We hit Illinois' win total last year. That was a winning bet for us. It was low. What was it? I think it was 3.5. And we got there. It's 4.5 this year. Indiana over under 4.5. Iowa Hawkeyes over under 7.5. Iowa State over under 6.5. Kansas Jayhawks over under 2.5. Kansas State over under 6.5. Kentucky Wildcats. We were talking about Will Levis, their quarterback, being a stud and being one of the top NFL draft picks in the upcoming draft this year. Rick Saratelli comes on with us from the NFL Draft Bible, and Rick brought it up about this kid being a little bit different and out there. But, yeah, he talks and he boasts about it. He eats, and there's a video of him eating bananas with the, he doesn't peel the skin off. He just crushes the whole damn thing. He crushes the whole damn thing, which is like, all right, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? But he re-upped it. I guess he did an interview earlier in the day today where he talked about that he puts mayonnaise on everything. Like, you know what I mean? That he likes mayonnaise on everything. And he said that he puts mayonnaise in his coffee. Like, instead of sugar, he puts mayonnaise in his coffee. And he had he has another list of, like, bizarre eating habits, this dude. But if you look at him, like, he's pretty ripped. He's a big dude and stuff. He's a big ripped guy. And he basically said, this is what I've eaten. This is what's worked for me. And this is what I do. And I'm not going to change. Says, I like what I like. And it's working for me. Very, very bizarre dude. But I like this Kentucky team a lot. Over under 7.5. This Kentucky team is probably going to win about 9 games this year. Well, you know, maybe 10 might be a little ambitious in the SEC, but they're going over to 7.5, but it's minus money at minus 180. Louisville are over under 5.5. LSU Tigers, 6.5. Maryland, 5.5. Miami, Florida.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They've got a hyped-up quarterback with Van Dyke at 8.5. The Michigan Wolverines, 9.5. Michigan State, 7.5. Golden Gophers, Minnesota, 7.5. Rebels, Mississippi, 7.5. Mississippi State, 6.5. Missouri, 5.5. NC State, 8.5. Nebraska, 7.5. Tar Heels, 6.5. Northwestern, 3.5. Notre Dame, 9.5. Ohio State, 10.5. Sooners, 9.5. Oklahoma State, 8.5. Ducks, 8.5. That feels light. Ducks, 8.5. Schedule's tough. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Corey's 180 minutes of sports talk radio. Late night anger management class. I am Morenci. Thanks to Trent Rush, Cam Stewart, Ian Cameron for kicking it with us this evening. So we're just going over to college football win totals on the way out here. Michigan at 9.5, Michigan State 7.5, Minnesota 7.5, Mississippi 7.5, Mississippi State 6.5, Missouri 5.5, NC State is 8.5, Nebraska 7.5, North Carolina 6.5, Northwestern 3.5, Notre Dame 9.5, plus 140 to the over. Ohio State is 10.5, 210 to the over. Sooners 9.5, Cowboys, Oklahoma State 8.5. We were talking about the Ducks at 8.5. We're gonna have to start to dig in. We haven't really dug into the schedules and all, you know, and everything else in between. These are all just fresh numbers, but the numbers will move. The Beavers over under 5.5. This is a program on the rise. Penn State over under 8.5. Pittsburgh over under 8.5. Purdue 7.5. South Carolina with Spencer Rattler 6.5. Stanford is 4.5. The Cuse are 4.5. TCU are 6.5. The Vols. Hendon Hooker is a quarterback to keep your eye on this year. The Vols 7.5. Longhorns 8.5. I don't know. It seems to me just take the under with the Longhorns every year, and you're making money. A&M is 8.5, but it's minus 200 to the over. Texas Tech 5.5. UCLA 8.5. USC is 9.5. The Utes are 8.5. Vanderbilt 2.5. Virginia 7.5. Vautech 5.5. Wake Forest 8.5. Washington Huskies 7.5. Washington State is 5.5. West Virginia 5.5. And the Wisconsin Badgers 8.5. All right, so speaking of all these halves, the total is 5.5 tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. We took both unders in Tampa, but the Rangers are a better team at home offensively. They feed off the energy of the Maniacs there at Madison Square Garden. And a lot of the games go over, man, when they play at MSG. So I'm not in, you know what I mean? Be careful with the 5.5. Play it on the alt line. Get it up to 6.5, 7.5, something like that. But my gut tells me the Rangers find a way somehow. And this series is going 7 games. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.